This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There, I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
585-252-9800. We got a lot of unpopular opinions coming in this morning because it's time to clear
the air, baby.
All right, let's see who we got here first. No name. Anyone says... Anyone who doesn't work Monday through Friday should be banned from supermarket shopping on a Saturday. There I said it.
Oh.
That's actually, you make a valid point.
That is true. Honestly, it always blows my mind when I go to Costco after the show at like...
Oh, it's packed.
I don't know, 12?
Well, it's
literally packed to the brim. I'm like, does nobody work around here?
Well, you gotta think. People are still trying to get that $1.25 hot dog and soda.
I know.
Get that for 20 ounce.
A big lunch moment. Yeah, for sure.
Huge lunch.
This person says, get therapy is not helpful advice. It's usually just an easy suggestion with empty words and promises. There, I said it.
Well, you tell me to get therapy all the time.
No, I give you discount codes. So that's, I'm actually giving action behind that as well.
Yeah, I think we can all use a BetterHelp subscription.
Yes, absolutely.
What's up, Zach? Yeah, I got it there. I said it for today. Just because you live in a trailer park doesn't mean you should be looked down on. People in a trailer home does not automatically mean you are white trash. There I said it. Let's go over to Brett.
I mean, there are some nice ones. There's some very, very nice ones.
I agree.
Double wides.
Very nice double wides. We like our trailers like we like our women. Brett says, I keep my high school trophies because they inspire me, but the truth is I just can't win anything as an adult. There, I said it.
At least you're honest with yourself,
yeah.
You know?
Brett, you know what, buddy? That's okay. You know, at least you're honest, unlike my other buddy, who keeps them because he thinks it's a conversation starter when women come over.
Right. That's just simply not the case.
They're running for the hills.
Angel hair is the worst shaped pasta ever. There, I said it.
It's the best pasta. It's the only one to eat with chicken French. That's it. But didn't you? Where did we go, Breeze? Well, you don't have to say the name of the place.
Yeah,
but didn't you order chicken French and they served it with something? No, I ordered the chicken French and it came with like a gravy sauce. It was disgusting.
No.
What did you order?
I wanted like linguine and clams and it came out with penne.
Yeah.
I was like, ew.
You were so mad.
I was actually really mad.
You were very mad.
No.
Public transportation in this city is a joke. Bring back the subway system. There I said it. Well, you're going to have to remove all the homeless people down there. For whatever reason, there's so many people who have gone down that subway system. I think it's right there near the Dinosaur Barbecue, right, on Broad Street?
Mm-hmm.
I've never walked through there. It seems kind of shady, if you ask me. But people do it all the time. And back in the day, that subway system was, it was crushing it. That's how people got to and from work.
Yeah, the city's not that big for a subway. There, I said it.
Well, it was at one point.
It's like one street. Like, we're so good.
No, but where did that subway go from A to B? I have no idea.
That I have no idea either.
Yeah, it was.
It's not like it's going to Greece. I'll tell you that much.
How do we know?
I know that for a fact.
Does anyone know where that subway system
ever
connected
been down
to?
There?
Yeah, have you ever been down there? Let's go.
Have you?
No, not me.
Oh yeah,
never.
We used to go down there all the time. The things you see down there are unspeakable.
What were you doing down there?
Party? There's a lot of like art down there. There's a lot of really cool graffiti.
That I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the photos. You're most toxic man in Rochester, Big Ed. What's up, guys? How are you? It's Big Ed. I just wanted to say that AI will never be able to replace you guys, because anyone with actual human creativity will always be here to stay. There, I said it. That's the most genuine thing Big Ed has ever said. Yeah, thank you, man.
Very kind of you.
What are you doing this afternoon? I'm going to the Barrel of Dolls for the lunch buffet.
Perfect.
All right, get the tuna melt. I think mine for today is if a contractor pulls up to your house and the inside of their vehicle is a disaster, do not hire them.
Oh, I was going to say they're a great contractor.
They will destroy your home, not finish the job, and then overcharge you. There, I said.
I actually would argue that the opposite. If their truck or van or whatever it is that they're working in is a disaster, it just goes to show that they're so dedicated to their craft, they don't have time to be organizing their
cups. You couldn't be more wrong.
Cups.
Like, when their dashboard is covered in crap and they haven't washed their vehicle in months, I'm telling you guys right now, I've seen this movie. Don't hire them. You are in for a rude awakening. Let's go over to Gina that says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Why does every Uber driver feel the need to tell us that being an Uber is not their full-time job?
Yeah.
They actually own a business on the side. It's okay. Nobody is judging you.
Nobody.
We don't need an explanation. There, I said it.
Mine for today is this. If you are not going to wear deodorant, you can't be an Uber driver. There, I said it. Can't do it. Oh. I don't want to get in your car that smells like literal rotting fish and BO. I'm so good. Thank you so much.
You know, I have a soft spot for people who are dedicated to their craft, but this Uber driver last month, I got in the back seat. Nice guy, good conversation. I begged him. I was like, he had the safety lock on the window. I was like, hey, man, you mind cracking a window back here? Because I'm 2 seconds from dying. It was horrendous. The BO coming off this guy. I was like, you don't smell it?
Yeah.
But I guess you could say the same about people who smoke cigarettes. After a while, they don't smell themselves.
It's disgusting.
Veterinarian here. Please stop naming your dog Luna. That is all I have to say this morning.
Oh, my God. There I have, so there I said true. It. Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
Every single dog's name is Luna. It's like, get a little more original.
Is
please.
It?
Please. Yes.
I don't know anything about it.
I know like 5 dogs named Luna. I'm like, okay, we get it.
I know 3 dogs named Lucky. All 3 have been hit by a car.
Yeah. Very Figure that unlucky.
Out. Yeah, very.
Very unlucky.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
I'd want to be next to me, too. Breezy, what is one thing we just do not do on this show?
We're just not going to reward bad behavior.
We never do it. A man is accused of stealing nearly $10,000 from a parent-teacher association to benefit the Honeyoye Falls Lima Central School District while he was serving as the nonprofit's president. According to a felony complaint, Theodore Lewis Tribus, 50, come on out. This guy's 59. He intentionally stole nearly $10,000 between August of 2023 and then January 2024. He was serving as the president, too. And Monroe County Sheriff's Office investigators say he wrote checks to himself from the nonprofit's checking account multiple times, including one check for over $4,600. What Theodore was using this money on, God knows, but investigators are also saying he stole the proceeds from a 2023 Scholastic book sale fair.
Oh,
using
God.
The money for personal gains instead of depositing that $2,000 raised into the nonprofit account. It went right into his so Levi tough. Jeans. Oh, man.
So tough.
The complaint also said he took $761 from the nonprofit account for petty cash. He never deposited the leftover funds. The felony complaint says the members of the Parent Teacher Association got suspicious after an audit found missing funds. Theodore is charged with third-degree grand larceny. Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
I just don't know where some people's heads are at. Because you think you can get away with it, you get greedy, and this is what happens. What's done in the dark will come to light. I'm really disappointed in this guy.
I couldn't be more disappointed. You know who else is disappointed?
Mayor Malik Evans.
Fleeky Maliki.
It's time for everyone's favorite game, Can't Be Breezy. Looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win some brand new PXY morning swag, crew necks, t-shirts, underwear, thongs, if you're brave enough to go head-to-head with our girl Breezy, who currently has 9 wins and 10 losses on the board. Call us now, be caller 8. It's coming up next on the show. Good luck.
98 PXY is free, is confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game, Can't Beat Breezy!
Looking for caller 8 at 585-252-9800 to go head-to-head with our girl. Breezy has 9 wins and 10 losses on the board. Are you brave enough to go head-to-head with Breezy Breeze? This is for brand new PXY Morning Swag, crew necks, t-shirts, thongs, whatever you guys want.
Not the thongs.
Alrighty.
It says moose on the ass. in silver beads.
Let's go to the phones. I think we have a Sarah on the line. PXY, is this Sarah?
Oh my God, this is Sarah. I am so excited right now. Oh my God, yes.
Sarah!
You were so close.
My friends are listening. Guys, this is really great. This
I know. That's why I feel so bad telling you you're color 7.
Moose.
I'm just kidding. You're color 8!
Yes! Yes! Best day! This has made my morning. I was hesitant to call, but I got to tell you, I'm really glad I did.
Yay!
All right. I need you to talk some trash to Breezy before she leaves the room.
I don't know. Breezy's really nice, but I don't think she's doing great in this competition. So I'm feeling
oh my God,
good.
I'm leading. I'm literally leading.
Yeah. Oh, you're not.
No.
You're not.
Yeah, you're kind of bad at it.
Yeah,
so
she's got.
I'm feeling pretty good.
All right, Breezy has a chance to tie everything up today. The rules are simple. You got 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie, Breezy, with Breezy, then you automatically get the win, Sarah, okay? Breezy's leaving the room right now. This is
bye.
Bye, Breezy. See you later.
All right, Sarah, you are representing Rochester today, yes?
I'm actually from Webster. I just got really nervous when I first called.
Where life is worth living.
That's right, Moose. That's right.
Let's go to question one. Sarah, who wrote the play Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
Final answer, going with Shakespeare. Question number two. Sarah, what color is the EX in FedEx Ground?
Green. It's either green or purple, but I'm going to go with green.
Is that your final answer?
No, I want to go purple.
Going with purple. All right. Question number three. What vegetable is often associated with keeping eyes healthy?
Carrots, but that's actually false.
All right. What would be, why is that false?
Because it was made up and it was like the only food that they had available during a war. My
back
husband's
in the day.
Listening right now. I hope he's so proud of me. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's great. All right, let's keep this train on the tracks. Are you a big TV fan? You like Netflix?
Yeah, I like Netflix.
What popular Netflix series is set in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana?
Oh, I have no idea. Stranger Things?
All right, final answer?
Sure.
All right, and last question. Who won Best Actor at the 2025 97th Academy Awards.
I have no idea.
The Oscars were this Sunday night. 3 seconds on the clock.
Hulu was down. I don't know. The Macaulay Culkin's brother. What's his name? The guy that was in Seduction or Succession.
Okay, you're going with Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Yeah, it's not my best answer. There's a lot of great actors, but that's the one reel I watched last night, so I'll go with that.
Okay, all right. All right, that's five on the board. We're going to bring Breezy back into the room, and then we're going to tally these up to see where you're at. As of right now, okay. Breezy, welcome back. Our girl Sarah has a total of 3 out of 5. Not too shabby.
Yes. Not bad.
Not bad for someone whose competition isn't doing well, or so you say.
All right, Sarah from Webster, I'm putting you on hold. Stay right there. Breezy, put your game face on. Who wrote the play Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
What's the first name? It's okay, Breezy.
William Shakespeare. Got me panicking.
Breezy, question 2. What color is the EX in FedEx Ground?
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Orange. Orange.
All right, final answer. Final answer. Orange. Breezy, question 3. What vegetable is often associated with keeping eyes healthy?
Carrots.
Question 4.
No, I'm panicking. My palms are sweaty.
Big Netflix girl over here.
Oh, my God, I hate Netflix. I hate it. Go on.
What popular Netflix series is set in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana?
I don't watch Netflix.
Name a show. Otherwise, it's going to waste.
Dead to Me.
All right, Dead to Me. All right. And then last question, Breezy. Who won Best Actor at the 2025 97th Academy Awards?
Tom Hanks. I don't know. I have no idea.
All right, we're going with Tom Hanks, who wasn't nominated at all. Hey, wow. Sarah, are you there?
She goes, wow.
Oh, yes. I'm here. Tom Hanks.
All right, so Breezy had 9 wins and 10 losses. You just made it 9 wins and 11 losses. You got yourself the PH1 swag. You did it!
Yes.
No.
Man, you know what? I was really nervous, but that wasn't bad.
This was actually a very tight race. Both of you got question 1 correct. Yes, Shakespeare wrote Romeo and Juliet. What color is the EX in FedEx Ground? The correct answer is green. Sarah said
green.
Sarah said purple. Breezy said orange. Yes.
What are you talking about?
I did say green first, though.
FedEx Ground, yes, does not use airplanes. It's just the trucks. The color is green. Carrots would be correct. What vegetables often associated with keeping eyes healthy? Breezy got that one right. So did you. And actually, what popular Netflix series is set in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana? Stranger Things would be correct.
Yeah. And stupid show.
Last question. I guess nobody watched the Oscars on Sunday. Adrian Brody won Best Actor.
I don't even know who that is. Never met him.
And also,
again, Hulu was down.
Also was said to have had the longest, worst acceptance speech of all time at the Oscars.
Really?
5 minutes and 40 seconds.
Wow.
All right.
Cut
Sarah,
his mic.
They tried. They played the music to send him off, and he told them shut the music off, and then spoke for another 2 minutes. Oh, it was embarrassing.
Wow. Like, we have a schedule to uphold,
yeah,
sir.
Tell me about it. All right, let's get to it. Sarah, I need you to say one thing before we let you go. My name is Sarah from Webster, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Sarah from Webster, and I just beat Breezy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.